Hitman Team in JJBA Part 5. Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Daisy. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today.
This episode is brought to you by
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. La Squadra Esecuzioni, also known as the Hitman Team, is a group of assassins commanded by Risato Nero in the Golden Arc of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. They are part of the Passione organization and increasingly dissatisfied with their territory, their tasks and their overall situation. The Hitman Team is an execution squad, which stands for Users of Passion, and specializes in assassinations. The team broke away from Passione and began investigating the identity of the boss, which led them to his daughter Trish. Bucciarati ordered Polpo to overthrow the boss of the Passione, a mysterious figure whose identity was unknown to his subordinates, and the teenage daughter Trish Una, so that he could deal with the traitors in his hitman team, La Squadra Esecuzioni, who wanted to use Trish as a means of revenge against the boss. One of the members of the Squadra Esecuzioni, called Formaggio, wants to find out Trish's whereabouts and attacks Narancia because he stands on tiny feet, causing him to lose size. The fight leads them to the other side of the road, where Narancia uses his standing Lil Bomber, causing the car to explode and burn Formaggio's back down. As members of the Hitman Team, Giorno, Bucciarati and Trish meet again for Risato and kill time until they find out that he is pursuing Giorno and Mista as they try to reach Venice. At first glance, Vinegar Doppio doesn't seem suspicious, but when he responds to the sound of Narancia's Lil Bomber and Risato, Nero realizes he's a stand-in user. In the meantime, Pesci becomes more confident that he can beat the Buccaneers and tries to attack the other members of her team with the Tortoise. Team members Sorbet and Gelato investigate the identity of the bosses, but incur the bosses' wrath when they are murdered. Risato realizes that Vinegar Doppio, the chef with the split personality, has arrived on the island and intercepts her with the true identity, and there is a battle between Team Bucciarati, Abbaccio, Narancia, who is the closest leader of the island, and Trish Una Trish herself. The team members decide to investigate the identity of the boss because La Squadra wants some of the drug money that the boss keeps for himself, which causes the boss to vent his anger when the team members are brutally murdered. La Squadra Esecuzioni left Passione and scattered across Italy in search of finding out how the boss used her daughter Trish Una and used her as a detector for the boss. Risato, Prosciutto, Ghiaccio and Aluso were sent to Donatella Una's room for examination, where they learned that Trish was in touch with the chef. Vento Oriovento and Ario Formaggio were the first to discover Trish's whereabouts after noticing that the Squadra Guardi del Corpo did not attend Polpo's funeral because he was her own direct capo. The members of this group seem to be named after the foods of Aluso and Ghiaccio. They are presented as direct antagonists of the first half of the fifth part, but the Buccaneers team has a defector to protect Trish and Passione from La Squadra Esecuzioni, which leads to a three-way fight in the second half. The fight is designed to draw the attention of Squadra Esecuzioni members to Team Buccaneers and force them to move against Trish. La Squadra Esecuzioni, consisting mainly of stand-in users, serves as a secondary antagonistic force in Part 5 of JoJo's Strange Adventure series, in which Vento and Ario clash with Passione and Team Bucciarati in their attempt to defeat Trish Una. La Squadra Esecuzio also serves as smaller antagonistic forces in Vento's and Ario's clashes with Passione's and Team Buccaneers in their attempts to remove Trish. Passione is a squad specialized in assassinations and served as the main enemy in the first half of Golden Wind with the exception of Risato, who does not appear in the Buccaneer group and betrays Diavolo. Giorno and Giovanna join one of the most powerful Italian gangs called the Passione's team, while Bruno Bucciarati and his gang discover the true identity of one of the Passione's bosses. In the end, after discovering the existence of Trish, they decide to pursue the Bucciarati's group under the name of Formaggio, as they are the first to reach them. Along the way, they learn that they are not the only ones betrayed by the boss of the Passione's and run after his head. Trish is the daughter of the Passions boss, who runs a rival mafia faction, and as such the hitman team wanted to use their family connections to track down
her father. Aluso stands as the man of the mirror, powerful enough to stand alone and able to take over the mirror world. He is not strong enough to direct the fight against others who stand against him, but relies on his ability to hold the mirror world together. Formaggio is a user of Little Foot who is not the most impressive when it comes to physical strength. As limited as that may sound, Formaggio has found a way to use booze in an excellent way. Prosciutto is a unique stand known as the Grateful Dead and has the ability to age people in large areas.
This was Hitman Team in JJBA Part 5, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1401. My name is Daisy Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.